You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlau. The stock market continues to tumble, caused by President Donald Trump's trade war. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson with more.
Last week, stocks lost more than $6.5 trillion, and the bloodbath continued this morning. All over the country, people are losing money in their retirement accounts. According to Smart Assets, the median amount of retirement savings in Wisconsin is $95,000. Somebody with that much in their 401k has likely lost about 10 grand over the last week. According to a report from USA Today, on average, it takes about 4 months for the stock market to recover after a shift like this. However, that doesn't take into account how conditions or the political climate changes. Experts say people shouldn't panic or stop contributing to their 401ks. In fact, in times like the Great Depression and the 2008 mortgage crisis, people who bought more stock while it's cheap grew their wealth as the market recovered.
And Senator Ron Johnson has concerns about President Trump's new tariffs. Melissa Kay explains.
The Wisconsin Republican said the tariffs are reasonably high risk and could make Wisconsin manufacturers less competitive when they try to export. Wisconsin employs 19% of its workforce in manufacturing, twice the national average. Senator Johnson said he also wants constituents to keep him totally informed about how tariffs are affecting them.
And Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced that the state has joined another lawsuit against the Trump administration.
This latest lawsuit was filed by 19 states against President Donald Trump's executive order that would require voters to prove their citizenship when registering to vote in federal races. It also bans clerks from counting absentee ballots received after Election Day. The coalition argues that the executive order usurps constitutional power awarded to the states and would decrease overall voter participation.
Federal agents are acting inside courthouses, and immigrant rights groups are trying to inform and reassure. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Two people have been arrested recently by ICE agents in the hallways at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. Immigrant rights group Forward Latino says they're investigating potential due process violations. They're holding a press conference at the courthouse today. The group says ICE's tactics were unlawful and immoral. In a statement, though, they are urging the community to trust local emergency responders. The statement they put out says people can call 911 without fear.
And U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and others are introducing a bill that would require a 30% minimum tax on those with incomes over $1 million. Joanne Krulatz has the details.
In 2022, the top 0.001%, or 1,538 households, earned at least $85.5 million and paid an average federal tax rate of 23.5%. The Paying a Fair Share Act would ensure that the highest earning Americans pay at least a 30% effective tax rate. The Paying a Fair Share Act is expected to raise nearly $120 billion in revenue over 10 years and would provide a backstop to limit future tax dodging by the ultra-wealthy.
And the debate on what to do about gray wolf populations is back on in Washington, D.C. Jimmy Cuska tells us more.
Senator Ron Johnson has reintroduced legislation that would remove the gray wolf from the endangered and threatened species list. The gray wolf was added to the list after a federal court ruling in 2022. Johnson argues that state wildlife agencies, not the federal government, should manage gray wolf populations. House Representative Tom Tiffany first introduced the measure back in January. In Wisconsin, a 2012 state law requires an annual gray wolf hunt in each year that the species is not a federal endangered species.
Avian influenza has hit another Wisconsin area. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A Sheboygan County poultry farm is under quarantine. State officials say the H5N1 bird flu was detected, with the flock set to be eliminated to prevent further spread. State and federal agencies are collaborating on the response. When this happens, poultry farms in the area are placed in a watch zone.
And alert anglers! You'll need a new fishing license if you plan to head out in inland waters this spring. Melissa Kay has more.
2024-25 fishing licenses expired on March 31st. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers they will need a new license This is for all residents and non-residents over the age of 16. The cost for resident license are $20 each, or you can purchase a spousal license for $31 so couples can fish together. Technically, Wisconsin's 2025-26 general inland fishing season doesn't open until May 3rd, but there are still places you can fish, so don't wait to purchase your license. You can buy your fishing license online at gowild.wi.gov, at registered sales locations, or at DNR service centers throughout the state.
Wisconsin averages about 23 tornadoes every year, and 45 of them tore through our state last year. This made it the third most active season ever, with an outbreak of 18 twisters on May 21st, putting the month's total at 22. And severe weather season is about to spark, so you need to have a plan. Make it now with your family and even friends. On Thursday at 1:45 p.m. and 6:45, sirens will sound. Practice the plan. Muscle memory will save you in stressful situations when you need to act fast. And while you're at it, gather an emergency bag together too. Include things like shoes, a change of clothes, meds, water, snacks, flashlight, and even a battery bank. Gas prices rose almost 13 cents over the past week, for an average of $3.14 today. This is over 20 cents higher than a month ago, but still about 25 cents per gallon cheaper than this time last year. Prices across the state range from $2.59 to $3.63, which is a difference of about a dollar. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
According to officials at GasBuddy, this jump in prices will be temporary. Oil prices have dropped with growing concerns over the tariff announcement from the U.S. The stock market has dropped sharply and the risk of a recession has increased. Officials explain that if the tariffs aren't scaled back soon, the national average price of gas could fall below $3 in the weeks ahead. Oil prices are now at their lowest level since the early days of the pandemic in 2021.
And gas prices in Wausau today are about $3.06. And it's the DMV, not the DNR, warning about a problem with phishing. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The Wisconsin DMV is warning about a phishing scam where crooks impersonate the agency through text messages. The scams claim there's a final reminder for an outstanding toll. Wisconsin doesn't have toll roads. The aim is to trick you into clicking fake links or sharing personal information. If you do get scammed, you're being told to call local police.
And amid high turnover and vacancy rates, health experts are warning that Wisconsin needs more healthcare workers. According to the Wisconsin Hospital Association's annual workforce report, alongside current shortages, the state's overall population is also aging. The report urges the industry to make it easier for people to enter, improve employee retention practices, and introduce more technology to help current staff work more efficiently. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks are back tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Minnesota Timberwolves at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks are back in fifth place after winning four in a row. Bobby Portis returns tonight after serving a 25-game suspension for using a banned painkiller. Doc Rivers says at times they had to get creative to cover while Portis was out.
Yeah, we had Kuz at the five, Pat Compton at the four. I think that's the smartest lineup in the league. We had no choice. You know, Brook gets in foul trouble. You know, you feel like a mad scientist at times, but at times you want to just go back to being normal. That would be nice.
Baseball: Brewers opening a three-game series in Denver against the Rockies. The crew adding a pair of players in trades. Pitcher Quinn Priester is a lefty from Baltimore, just 24 years old. And outfielder Daz Cameron has arrived after a trade with Baltimore. And the team announcing a celebration of life for Bob Uecker will be held at AmFam Field pregame Sunday, August 24th. Bob Costas will be the MC. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After a couple lackluster weeks, the box office appears to be back gangbusters thanks to the Minecraft movie. Despite mixed reviews, the film came in first place, set a box office record, and brought in $163 million at the gate. The film shattered the record for a video game-based movie. In addition to the big take domestically, Minecraft added another $150 million overseas, bringing its total weekend haul to $313 million. Coming in second place in its second week of release was Jason Statham's A Working Man. The action film, about a man trying to rescue his boss's daughter from sex traffickers, brought in a little over $7 million, giving it a total of $27 million big ones. The Chosen: Last Supper Part 2 came in third place with just under $7 million in its first week in theaters. Rounding out the top five were Disney's Snow White with $6 million, and in fifth place was The Woman in the Yard. The horror film brought in $4.5 million. Trying to navigate a post-apocalyptic world can be very dangerous, even fictitiously. In the upcoming season of The Last of Us, Bella Ramsey's character Ellie will be better equipped to fight off said dangers. Ramsey told the gang at the Today Show yesterday morning that for season two, they trained with weapons, took jiu-jitsu, and learned how to box to make the fight scenes more realistic. Also, they praised their co-star, Pedro Pascal. The Last of Us season two drops April 13th on Max. Write this down or make a mental note, but don't forget, at this year's Wisconsin Film Festival, I saw a film called The Threesome, which is probably the best rom-com I've ever seen. The film stars Zoe Deutsch, Ruby Cruz, and Jonah Howard King. Writer Ethan Ogilby was a recent guest on Nightlight. The film is filled with surprises, the characters are thoughtful, and there is great direction and music, which make it a home run. I highly recommend it when it's released on streaming. Happy Days are here again. The cast of the 70s sitcom reunited for the first time in 50 years at Steel City Con in Pittsburgh over the weekend. Ron Howard, Henry Winkler, Anson Williams, and Donnie Most all played Milwaukee teens on the show that was set in the 50s. The actors sounded thrilled to be together again and said it felt like yesterday that they were all filming the show. They are much older now and definitely look like they're all in their 70s, as opposed to when they were playing high schoolers and looked like they were only in their 30s. Woody Harrelson was being considered for a role on White Lotus Season 3, but passed it up for kind of a strange but admirable reason. The former Cheers and White Men Can't Jump actor says White Lotus changed their shooting schedule, which conflicted with a family vacation, so he had to move on. Although maybe the trip to Wally World was just an excuse to get out of doing an incest scene. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop into the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers. And a high tomorrow, right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.